Randy here from Intentional Living Center. Parents, tune up. Grandparents, tune up. You got one more thing to worry about. Got one more thing to worry about that you didn't have to worry about just a year or so ago, but you do now, and we're going to talk about it. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer, Stephen, the rest of our Intentional Living team, working hard at the building here somewhere, preparing things to be a ministry to you all and to folks all around the country through our radio program, our events, as well as our podcast. Speaking of events, we're going to be in Glendale, Arizona, coming up on June 6th, Friday night, Haven Church, A Night of Hope. Jordan St. Cyr is coming to join us with his music. We'll hear more about that. He's great, and he's going to be sharing music. I get to tell you and share with you six things that can transform your relationships. And then Kankel Fritz from The Morning Show on Family Life Radio and his wife are going to be there. I think they're going to be sharing some too. We're going to have a great evening, very unique, powerful night. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. One more thing for parents to worry about. And I've heard about it. You've heard about it. And so I went and did a little research, dug, and found an article. There's many, but I found one that focuses on what they call counterfeit connections. I call them counterfeit relationships. Here's the summary of what this study shows. Scary. We're talking about AI and artificial intelligence. In a study, one in four young adults, your kids, grandkids, you know, young adults, think artificial intelligent boyfriends and girlfriends, not real people, by the way. Those of you not up on what AI is, it's computer generated, sometimes avatars, images that they create in their own image, really. But one in four young adults think AI boyfriends and girlfriends could replace real life romance. Did you hear that? A substantial proportion of users reported favorable attitudes toward AI relationships, with 42% agreeing that AI programs are easier to talk to than real people. Because they never disagree with you. Almost one in five adults in the United States report having chatted with an AI system meant to stimulate a romantic partner. We're talking real life here, by the way, parents and adults. So if your kids are around, the use of AI companionship apps and AI pornography are significantly linked to a higher risk of, and this is what's happening, depression and loneliness. Why? Because it's not a real world, you know. When the switch is off on the computer, the relationship is over. There's so much here. I want to read this paragraph from this study that apparently came from the Weaverly Institute. And then I want to share what the Bible gives some insight, not on artificial intelligence, but just on one more thing available to humans that can mess us up, okay, about relationships. This article says that these generative artificial intelligence systems have typically been taught to, they've been programmed to be emotionally validating, caring, and always interested in what the user has to say. And in parentheses, I would add, unlike your spouse. Come on now. Because we're human beings, and there's a lot of times we're busy, and we're hurting, and we're struggling, and we're not there emotionally validating and caring and always interested. Are you always interested, Jennifer, in everything your husband's thinking? Okay. She's not even going to turn her microphone on for that. Many platforms intermix chat-based conversations with real-life, realistic, and sometimes sexually explicit AI-generated images, what we call, you know, these fictional avatars. And you can imagine where, I can read the rest of the paragraph, but you can imagine where that goes, right? So because some kids might be listening, I'm not going to go there. Again, the rates, and this is what I want to talk about, because we're really kind of focusing on, well, all of us, but especially on young adults today. Again, use rates were particularly high among young adults, with nearly one in three young adult men, 31%, and one in four adult women, 23%, reporting they have chatted with an AI boyfriend or girlfriend. All right. I'll tell you what. This is intentional living. We love you guys, and we love your kids and your grandkids. We want the best for you. This is not right. This is not going to be helpful. I don't see anything good coming from this when it comes to building relationships. I understand why it's intriguing, and I can understand why it would be provocative, and I can see why it would be even interesting for people who are struggling to get along or deal with people. And when our young people have grown up through the COVID time and the isolation time and the culture in which we're living today, and there's so much loneliness, they probably are thinking, now here's someone who's going to listen to me, talk to me, and when I'm done, I can just shut the switch off. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I want to go right to Scripture, share a few things, because some of you are thinking, oh, okay, I get this, but what, I understand the problem, but is there, as a Christian, what's going on here? What should I be considering? What's the real underlying issue? And I'll get to that in a moment. So I'll tell you what, phone lines wide open right now at 888-888-1717. And here's what I want to hear. I want to hear how you as a parent have been putting some, how are you controlling what your kids and your young adults in your home see or don't see when it comes to not just this, but just in general. And in particular, I'm really interested in what you are teaching your kids about healthy relationships, about maintaining healthy relationships. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we'll get to that here in just a minute.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
As we think about these intentionals for growing through change, number three is anticipate it. What I mean by anticipate it is be ready because it's coming. When I was a kid, we lived in Muskegon, Michigan, which was right on Lake Michigan. I can remember as a small boy, nights we would be out driving or going somewhere as a family, and you'd see the sun setting over Lake Michigan, which is a beautiful sight. Some nights it would be a beautiful red glow, like we do here in Tucson. You see that red glow, but over the water of Lake Michigan. And I can still remember years later, my mother would always say the same thing. Red sky at night, Randy, that's sailor's delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. Some of you probably heard that. In other words, just anticipate if the sky's red at night, it's going to be good. If it's red in the morning, it's not going to be good. Even the scripture says you can read the signs of the time, doesn't it?
Reading the signs of the time, an excerpt from the featured lesson from Intentional Living this month, Growing Through Change. How do you grow through the change? And boy, do we have changes going on in the world today, all around us in our lives, our families, our churches, our communities. And how do we continue to just be intentional in walking with Christ? It's up on our website. Listen to it. Share it with others. It's all made possible because of the generous financial support of our listeners who so faithfully are giving every month to the ministry, and we appreciate it. In fact, recently with our special fundraiser, we had so many people. I'm looking at Diane, for instance. You all joined us from Surprise, Arizona. Thank you for doing that. Mary in Parrington, thank you. In Tucson, Vicky joined us. In Albuquerque, Charles said, hey, count me in. Here's some friends that said, hey, make it monthly. I'll be supporting you. Alva from Carlsbad, thank you. Jackson, Michigan. Laura, thank you. Marana, Arizona, the Tucson area. Robin, monthly, thank you. Alma, Michigan. Marcy, Roswell, New Mexico. James, thank you. Albuquerque again. Caitlin, so many of you who just said, hey, count me in. I want to be a part of it. You can join us as well. Your support's making a difference, and together we can make a difference. Join the mission. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about our young adults
growing up and trying to maintain and develop relationships, healthy relationships that may lead to marriage, and how to maintain a marriage. And now we have this new technology of artificial intelligence, which is just amazing. It's an amazing technology. I mean, we can use it here in the ministry, and maybe you're using it in your business. It has so many positive things, but like any other technology that's ever been developed, it can also be used for evil. And when it comes to having these artificial relationships, the research, at least here so far, is it's not really a healthy thing. What does the Bible have to teach? By the way, the phone line's open. How are you handling the digital things with your kids? How do you maintain? Do you know what's going on, what your kids are seeing and not seeing? How do you manage that in your home? Or what are you teaching your kids about relationships when they can get lost in technology today? 888-888-1717. All right, 1 Corinthians 13, a big, important passage on the nature of love. Love is patient, kind, not envious, not boastful, not proud, not rude, not irritable. Versus AI, which is all focused on my needs, right? It's all about what I'm going to receive when I have this relationship with this entity or whatever this may be in an artificial world. Ephesians 4 talks about the importance of humility and gentleness. Be humble, be patient, sharing with one another. Again, that's not true in AI. It's nothing to do with being humble or gentle in a relationship. It's all about you. It's all about the person who's involved in that. Colossians chapter 3 talks about forgetting and forgiving. We're instructed in that passage about the power of forgiveness. AI doesn't give a rip about you forgiving them, or vice versa. So it doesn't foster the necessity and the importance of understanding the power of forgiveness, that we've been forgiven by Christ, and we need forgiveness. John 13, love one another. Again, it's about my needs. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 emphasizes the importance of that two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. AI doesn't care. AI relationships will leave you the moment you hit the off button on the computer. And then one more. There's many, but just one more. Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, love your wives. It's all about sacrificial love. AI doesn't need you to sacrifice. All right? And I mean, these are messages I hope we can communicate with our young adults, especially, but anyone who might be caught up in this new wave, and it might be something you think, wow, that's for somebody else. But the stats are pretty scary that this is something that people are trying out. In fact, someone here on staff mentioned that they turned on their computer and it was popped up with, hey, do you want to talk to someone? You know, boom, you could click onto it very easily. So how are you managing technology? AI is not the issue, I guess. It's there. It's a reality. It's just like any other technology or thing in the world today that we have to manage. And that's why I say, parents, you got one more thing to worry about. And you can join us at 888-888-1717. Be a part of the show today as we talk about technology, we talk about our kids, we talk about how to be intentional. All right, you can join us at 888-888-1717. I'd love to hear from you. Ashley is first in Michigan. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think when you hear what I just talked about with AI and the impact on young people today? How's that settle with you as a mom?
It's very concerning. My oldest just turned 12. She'll be going to the middle school next year. And most of her friends have cell phones at this age. I don't allow them to. And I limit internet access for them. I don't allow my children to have cell phones. I don't think that it's necessary in this day and age. It's very worrisome.
Yeah, it is. Now, what do you do when they're 15, 16 and saying, come on, mom, I'm up there now at this age.
That's where I'm struggling. I'm really struggling with that point because I don't want her to get bullied because she doesn't have a cell phone while she's in middle school. But also, it's the things that are going around. You know, even at elementary age, these girls are sending photos and having the boys rate her their photos. And I don't want my daughters to be a part of that or my son. So it's very tricky to navigate, for sure.
You know, the Bible's pretty clear about the heart is, I'll put you on hold here for a minute with the wind. The heart is deceitfully wicked, and man can create so, I mean, it's amazing what humans have been able to put together, computers and internet. And I mean, we've got the things that we have today are really scary in many ways and helpful. I can see, you know, I don't know much about AI other than probably most of you. Just, it's interesting to see what it can do and understand that it's a powerful force. It can be, I can see the help it could be in medicine. I can see the help it can be in work. And at the same time, I know it could be a scary thing, but we're talking about relation. I don't think there's been much discussion when it comes to this area of what it can do to damage how we relate to each other. God's intentional plan. He said from the very beginning, it's not good for man to be alone. See, there's this need for relationship. And I don't think God's intention ever was to have a relationship with an avatar. I don't think that's God's intention. All right, let's continue on. You can join us at 888-888-1717 to be a part of the show today. What are you teaching your kids? How are you handling technology? What are you teaching them about relationships? That's really what I'm interested in. We got to be intentional to teach our kids that relationships are about forgiveness and gentleness, about the tolerance, about working together. And later in life, as they grow, that marriage is about leaving and cleaving. It's about being quick to hear, quick to forgive. These are the things that we need to be teaching our kids. Such an important part of the process of being intentional in our relationships, you know? And that's what we're talking about. At 888-888-1717. Dana, how are you there in Michigan today?
Hi, good. Cold and rainy, but good.
All right. How about this thing of AI? How did you feel when you heard part of what I just said with about AI relationships?
Yeah, I think growing up, I grew up when AOL first started to come out, and it wasn't necessarily as dangerous back then, or so we thought. So seeing it progress over the years, it's very terrifying. I now have a 13-year-old. She'll be going into high school in the fall. And I also have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. So it's definitely on my radar. None of my kids have tablets or electronics. My 13-year-old doesn't have a phone. It's something I hear about daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all her friends do, just, so you're the mean mom probably, right?
Right, yeah. And then, but I do hear, like, when I chaperone things at school, they're like, oh, man, I wish I would have never given my child a phone. And I'm like, hello, you're the parent. Take it away.
Yeah.
You can do that.
So as they get older, though, it's you know, obviously as kids grow, we want them to learn how to handle it because it's a part of life and they're going to have these things and it's going to be available to them. How intentional have you been or you think you're going to be when it comes just not only keeping things away, but also teaching them how to live their lives and deal with stuff?
Right. So I've started to integrate my 13-year-old. She has a watch that has a plan, but she's only able to contact phone numbers that I put in there. And I've had a very open conversation with her that, you know, as long as you're a minor, I will have access to whatever conversations you're having, regardless of how old you are. And so we've started the trust process with that. And it seems to be going well. And it also helps me with sports, too, when I have to pick her up. But we're starting that slow process. Several years ago, she did have a drawing tablet. She's a phenomenal artist. But I did catch her. Let's see, she's 13, so she was about 10. And she easily downloaded an 18-plus app. And and she knew it was wrong, and I took it away. And I said, this is gone indefinitely. You have to build this trust with me. Yeah. And so I've been trying to model what that trust looks like, give a little, take a little, and just show her, we have to build this trust together, and you have to have open and honest communication with me. And if we don't have that, then this is going to be hard.
Right.
And she's seen that too. She's made some poor decisions and seen, oh, shoot, I probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, well, that's training. What does it say? Train up a child the way they should go. Train. Training is education, by the way. Training is teaching. And one of the things, you know, in parenting, if you go back several generations, and it was hard in other ways, but it was easier in some ways. You didn't have the outside influences. What we have today
is coming into our homes and into the lives of our kids through technology, their cell phones, through the internet, through all the social media today. My goodness, what's going on in that area? It is positive, but can also become pretty overpowering. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. The purpose of today, by the way, at Intentional Living is to help you, just remind you, you're smart people. You're smart. You're great parents. You love the Lord. That's why you probably tune in to listen to something like this. But just as a reminder, there's something new to worry about. And to get it on your radar and be ready to deal with it, because it is here.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our lives, we are in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Just announced, Family Life Radio's Night of Hope with Dr. Randy Carlson and inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
Walk me through fire.
Dr. Randy will share practical steps and timeless wisdom to help you face life's challenges with confidence. Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale.
When I needed rescue.
Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, I hope you'll be there. Listen, this is going to be just such an unusual and powerful evening, a night of hope. Haven Church, Glendale, Phoenix area. In Phoenix metro area, in the Valley, coming up Friday night, June the 6th. And you're going to hear Jordan St. Cyr. You've heard his music on the air. And this young guy's going to come and share his own story as well. Kanko Fritz from The Morning Show and his wife coming. They're going to be hosting. And really, I think they're going to share a little bit of their own journey. If you've heard their story, wow, you talk about hope. And then I get a chance to share 6 powerful truths about your relationships, how to be intentional to experience hope in your marriage and your family. This is a night to bring some friends. Maybe you're single, maybe you're married, maybe you're young, maybe you're old, maybe you don't know. You just want something to build into your life. Come and be a part of this evening. It'll be a transformational evening for many people. June 6th. Haven Church, Glendale, Phoenix area. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We have just a couple minutes left in the show, but one of the things that I was reading here in this research study that got me really thinking about this, and this is probably the core point I want to make to leave with you all, that according to this study, the overall preliminary findings, they say, suggest that artificial technologies represent an emerging notable threat to users' personal well-being and relationship health. And like anything that can be used for good, it can also be damaging. In particular, it appears that it may be increasing levels of depression and loneliness, because it's not a real world. And so parents, grandparents, get it on your radar. All right, let me get to Sandy in Arizona. Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
Well, I'm just great, and I hope you are too.
Thank you. Doing well. What's your take on all this technology? What did you think when you heard me read about AI and these artificial relationships?
A shock. I'm 72. And have grandchildren, but the way I raised my kids was, to some extent, how I was even raised as a kid, in that we were allowed to use the telephone to call somebody, and after 5 minutes, we had to hang up. And at that time, you know, you'd be even local calls. But long distance calls, you had to pay for them. So those were automatically as brief as possible. And TV time was maybe 30 minutes on a weeknight, a school night, and an hour during the week. I mean, on the weekends. But with my kids, for my son's 18th birthday, we gave him a cell phone, and he kind of laughingly said, "Well, Mom, did you know that all my friends have cell phones?" And I said, "No, you never mentioned it." And he said, "Yeah, but it wasn't a big deal." And he went to a high school of 900, and I know he was a popular kid because everybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't know he was popular, but...
which is good, by the way.
They didn't have much computer time, and...
Yeah. How old is he now?
They weren't allowed to watch a whole lot of stuff.
How old is your son?
He's 42.
Yeah, see...
The oldest is 42, and the youngest is 37.
Yeah, and I think, Sandy, I think he's probably in that... Is that the X generation? I don't know. Is that the X generation? I don't know. And that's the Xers? All right. What are you, by the way?
Gen X.
You're a Gen X. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I know this. Steven's not a millennial. I know that. But anyway, I think those of you that raise kids in that era, yeah, the cell phone was there, but it's taken on a new level of life for kids today, this generation growing up today. I mean, it's connected to their brains with what's going on. And I know as parents, monitoring that, maintaining it's a... is an important thing. And so when I say something like, "Hey, one more thing to worry about," you young parents, you say, "Well, yeah, I know that." But, you know, it's a reminder, while it's one more thing, in particular, having our young people start to develop relationships with an artificial intelligence is not training them to develop a relationship with regular intelligence. You know, people, maybe not always regular, by the way, but regular people, right? Learning how to get along with people, manage people, because you know what? That's where they're going to be successful when it comes to their life. Well, we're out of time. I hope somebody got something out of this today. I certainly did. Learning more about an important technology, again, that can be used for good or can be used to be damaging. If you got a comment, share it with us on our storyline, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got several comment line calls and people sharing their one thing and what they're doing in their life, and we'll be sharing those with you. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time.